We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Rochester's new country, 92.5 WBEE. Hey, good morning to you. Another warm one today. However, there's something very cool going on right now. Low Cash is on the phone with us. Hello, guys. How are you kidding me? Let's see now. The last time we saw you was spring of 2019. You joined us for Guitars and Stars with Hunter Hayes and Ryan Hurd and Scotty McCreery and Runaway June and King Calloway. And that, I got to tell you, was a phenomenal show. You helped put on one memorable show for us. Thank you very much.
We had
so
much fun. And we tore the bar up that night, boy. I tell you what, I remember it. And, you know, I think we played that show a few years before with Joe Diffie as well.
We did.
First of all, I want to congratulate you guys for, like, crushing this song for us and being one of the biggest spin leaders, which means for people listening, that means that they've spun this song more than probably 98% of people in America. So, thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Yay.
You are a Cash family.
Hey, you know what? We were wondering this last week. A couple of different angles to this question. First of all, have you written much in the pandemic? Has it been difficult to continue writing music in COVID?
I think at first we thought it was going to be, and now we write two or three times a week over Zoom. The coolest thing about this, you know, you find the silver lining in this. We can write with people in Europe, Australia, which we have, L.A., other states, and I'm kind of enjoying it. You know, I mean, I do miss that, you know, being in the room with someone and you're talking and you find a little stuff. But me and Preston are getting really good at it, at this Zoom thing. And, you know, it's cool. So we have written probably for the next four albums. I mean, we have so much.
Wow.
You are missing a little bit of the energy in the room. You know, and we miss that most of all, but being creative, you're still connected. You're still speaking your ideas, singing melodies, and creating. So that's happening. And we can't wait to get back into the room, though.
Yeah. The big single is One Big Country Song, of course. It's Low Cash, Preston, and Chris here on the beat. What about the whole theory, the whole idea of drive-in concerts? Is that something that you guys would like to get involved with? Have you thought about that at all?
I mean, we get involved with anything that has to do with a concert right now. You know, it's like, I mean, I think the drive-in's great, but, you know, it's taking it easy right now, kind of babying into the situation again before it's going to get normal again. We're going to have normal concerts again, but, you know, listening to the rules, respecting everything. Let's just do it. Let's go in easy at it. And I think we are all about doing something like that.
We've seen a lot of promoters. We're road dogs, so we do 200 some shows a year, and a bunch of these show promoters have come up with these layouts and these ideas of how to do these concerts, whether it be drive-ins or social distance concerts, however it may be, and they send us these blueprints. And they're really cool. They're really creative. And I think they're going to start happening real soon.
That's because we're in desperate need, we being all the country music fans. It's just,
I think so.
It's so missing. And it's hard to even say, hey, it's summer without it. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, you could feel it. You could feel it everywhere you go. I mean, just the angriness of people right now,
well,
you know. And
yeah.
I get it, you know, but.
And that's the cool thing with country music, with your latest One Big Country Song. It's kind of unifying, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of our music. That's why we put it on our albums. We want to do that. We want to bring that 3 minutes of feel good to you.
And that sort of leads me into the other thing I was wondering. Is it easier to write a happy song or an angry song? Which is easier to write?
Well, I'll tell you, Jeffrey Steele is one of our best friends, and he taught us a lot about songwriting. And he told us years and years ago, he said, I tell you what, you make them cry, it pays the most, boy.
Really?
So it is true. But I tell you what, it's not easy because you emotionally have to go there if you're going to write a song about and tragedy and stuff like that. And so it's not easy. I think it is more easy to have fun in a song. But Chris and I have found a formula that people depend on that just brings a smile to people's faces, and it's up-tempo. And there's not a lot of up-tempo writers, you know, capturing that vibe. And so us and Chris Jansen, and we have this knack for, you know, going life. I love this life. Let's do it again. Over and over again.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Right.
Love that song.
Man, you bring up Jeffrey Steele. God, I love that guy and his songwriting. You know, he wrote There Goes My Life. That one's a tearjerker. Ooh. So I can see that. good grief.
Yeah, you know, wow. and because people do connect with those songs as well as the happy songs. I mean, it's real life. And we do write songs like that, but we don't record them for our album right now. Right now, you know, we're all about positivity and just trying to help everybody through these moments.
That's really cool. We're getting the beep saying that we got to wrap it up. So before we lose you, where can we follow you? You guys doing anything on social media?
Yes, there's a lot going on social media. We doing some of these boys up there, you know, the Gronk Brothers.
Yeah.
We did some stuff with the Gronk Brothers up there.
Oh, really?
So,
cool.
Yeah, it'll be pretty cool. You'll see some of that coming out on YouTube. You can follow us on Instagram, Lowcast Music.
That'll be fun. Rolling Stone calls him one of Nashville's hardest working acts. Lowcast, Chris Lucas, Preston Brust. The song that we love is One Big Country Song. We appreciate you spending some time with us today, guys, and we're proud to play your music.
Thank you.
We appreciate y'all so much.
Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.